Proclamation number 3960, dated the January 24, 1947. Redemptive work, greatest act of neighborly love. Redemptive work on earth is the greatest act of neighborly love and therefore pleasing to God. This work applies both to a fellow human being's body as well as to his soul. For the more diligently the soul is worked upon, the more the body's adversity will abate. Redemptive work, however, is everything that helps the soul to gain freedom. Everything that can serve its liberation from Satan's control and its further development, everything that assists its perfection. Anyone can accomplish this redemptive work and thereby practice extremely richly blessed neighborly love, especially during the lost days before the end when countless souls suffering spiritual adversity should be helped, because their souls will be hopelessly lost without help, given that they no longer have the strength to release themselves. If you humans bear in mind that a totally weak soul is in urgent need of help, then it should be your heartfelt decision to help, providing you feel a spark of love in yourselves, because the weakness of this soul is not a temporary condition but continues forever until it receives external help. Although in its human stage the soul is capable of releasing itself if it subordinates itself to God's will and keeps His commandments, yet since it failed to do so, it is devoid of all strength and can only be helped by fellow human beings, because its wrongly inclined will has made it impossible for God's direct action. Hence love is necessary in order to take part in the redemptive work on earth, and every person who practices this neighborly love will be blessed by God, as this love is truly unselfish. Redemptive work can only be accomplished by those who deny themselves, who have overcome their inclination towards the world and who are therefore actually already laborers in the vineyard of the Lord, who offer to carry out work which does not result in earthly achievements but solely concerns a fellow human being's spiritual well-being. And this kind of neighborly love must be successful. It will not remain ineffective. The work of helping a neighbor's soul will not be done in vain, providing his will is not entirely opposed to God and thus also opposes his fellow human being's efforts. In that case his soul will be lost for eternity, for its spiritual adversity is too great to be remedied on earth during the short time which is still available for the redemption of people's souls. Then the soul's fate will be a renewed banishment, a process through the new creations on earth, which will last an infinitely long time again. Amen.